Katan in the final finale. Gemara mentions Rakuna's Kiddush that Gekotan Abimelos or Aldas Besdin. Gemara explains that Rakuna's Kiddush is that even though Zochan Adam Shlobafanad, we know that he can be Zochan to get from someone else. But you would think that Geras is not as close. I think Geras is not as close because Nichole Behetkeira, Hamash Malon, that Godol the Tom Kandi Sura is Lo Nichole. Begeris, but Katan is Nichole Begeris because he just doesn't know better. And we know better. We know that Geris is the best thing for a person. And the Gemara says that our Mishnah is not a riot to Rav Huna. Our Mishnah, which says that there can be a Geris of a Kana, a Kusum in the Sholosh of Yamecha, the Mishnah says Ksubasim Asayim, the Eshman Tanis Besulim, but the Mashmos, the implication of the Mishnah is that there can be a Geris of a Kana. So Rav Huna is not mechadesh anything. It's not a mishnah. So the Gemara says no. Rav Huna is mechadesh that geiris of a ger katan is a schus, because I would think it's not a schus. Mishnah is talking about a case where we know it's a schus. We don't need Rav Huna's kiddush to teach me it's a schus. But the mishnah's case is where the father is being this geir together with the girl. If the parents are being this geir together, so then it's a davar posha, but it's a schus. So therefore, I don't need Rafuna's Kish. This is the Gemara. So last time we started discussing the Kasha of Tosis. Tosis asked a very, very famous question. That, how can the Geirus of a Geir Kodan work? Zochan Ladom Shlobofano tells me that Reuven can be Zochan on behalf of Shimon. But if Zachiah is Nitam Shlichus, as Tosis assumes, the way that Zachiah is working is that it's nichalei b'may da'ovid shlucho, right? Anan sari da'ovid lei shliach, or the nichalei b'may da'ovid ha-shliach. So, that can work by a gadol. If Zachiah is mitam shlichas, then we understand that it can work by a gadol. Meaning if you're being zocha on behalf of a gadol, since the gadol would have had the power to make the mezake, or to make the zocha, the person who is acquiring it for him, since he can make him a shliach, so the person can act without an explicit minu shlichas. Zechiah mitam shlichus means that there's an implicit minu shlichus. Anan sadi, we know that he would want to have made him a shliach to be zochan his behem. So that works for a gadol, just like a gadol can make a shliach. Shlucha shlon kemosa, and zochan ladam shlobofano tells me that we assume that he would want to make him a shliach. So if the person who is going to get the zechiah is a gadol, so then zechiah can work mitam shlichus. But the problem is that ain't shlichus lekatan. We know there's no shlichus for a katan. So how can Zachiah work by a katan? Put two and two together by law of transitivity. If ain't shlichus lekatan and Zachiah is mitam shlichus, then ain't Zachiah lekatan. So how does ger katan work? That's the Tosis kash. The Tosis offers two different reasons, two different answers to this question. The reason suggests that maybe the geiris is taka midirabonim. Maybe in the Torah the geiris isn't chal. The Torah doesn't work because Zechiah mitam shlichus and ain't shlichus lekatan. With the Rabbonon, the Geiris is chal. With the Rabbonon, the Geiris is chal. Aye, but he's an Akum. With the Rabbonon, the Gemara in Vav Metzia says that the Katan is like Zechiah because he's Osi lechlal shlichus. But the Geir Katan is an Akum. An Akum, there is no Zechiah for. He's not Osi lechlal shlichus, there is no Zechiah. So Tosis answers, no, this Akum is different. Not all Akum are created equal. They're created equal. But this Akum is different than Goyim that are created. He's Asi Lechlal Shlichus after his Geiris. Then he's the Yisrael. So he's Asi Lechlal Shlichus. So he's the exception. He's the Akum was the exception to the rule. A Goy is normally not Asi Lechlal Shlichus. So he's not Bechlal Zechiah, not Minatora, not Midirabana. But this Akum, since he's Asi Lechlal Shlichus, he's like a Katan Yisrael. He's not really a Katan Yisrael. We look at the beginning of the Geiris to be kovea what his status is. He is a God. But he's Asi Lechlal Shlichus, because in the future, after the Geiris, he'll be able to have Shlichus. So he has Zechiah Midirabana, just like a Katan, who's Asi Lechlal Shlichus. That's the first answer. The second answer of Tosis is that he's not viewed as a guy. Because after the Geiris is going to be a Yisrael, a Katan, a Yisrael Katan, he's not viewed as a guy. Aye, but at the time of the Geiris he's a guy. No, we look at the end product. If in the end he's going to be a Yisrael, that's not Zechiah la'akum. The Zechiah that's being done, we look at it as though it's a Zechiah for Yisrael, because in the end he'll be a Yisrael. So in the end, he'll be a Yisrael. Midrabbanan, he does have Zechiah. Right? Midrabbanan, he's still a Kotah. Midrabbanan, he'll have Zechiah. Minatarah, no, because he's not a Gadol. But we don't look at the beginning. These two answers are basically going to the same point. Midrabbanan, he has Zechiah and not Minatarah, because he's still only a Kotah. But the question is, what point in time do we look at? Do we look at the moment of Geirus, and the moment of Geirus, he still is a guy, so we need this idea that he's Otsi L'chal Shlita to give him any kind of Zechiah? Or do we look at the end product? Look at the last point in time. If at the last point in time, after the Chalos Geirus, he's a Yisrael, so he's viewed like a Katan Yisrael. Midrabban, he'll have Zechiah. But the Tzad HaShav of these two approaches are both within the Ri. Tzad HaShav is the Shita Sari, that the Geirus is only Midrabban. How can we be Matir and Bebas Yisrael? How can we be Matir and Bebas Yisrael? Midrabbanan is a ger, Minatar is not a ger. How can it be Mutter to marry a Bas Yisrael? So what's the simple answer to that question?
He's not.
What?
He's not
Mutter to Bebas Yisrael. Who says that?
Rashi.
That's the Ritva, Rashi and the Ritva. The Bax, Dirk and Rashi. Magol, B'yayin, Kosher. Exactly, Noah. Magol, B'yayin, Kosher. He doesn't create Stam Yenam. That's an Issa Midrabbanan. Midrabbanan is a ger. He doesn't create an Issa Midrabbanan. But to violate an Issah D'Oraisa, to marry a Bas Yisrael, that he can't do. That's what the Ritva quotes from the Yesha Pirsha. If the Geiris is only the Rabbanan, so then the Rabbanan is a Ger. Full Dim Rabbanan is a Ger, but Dim D'Oraisa is not a Ger. But Tosus disagrees. Tosus can't fathom such an idea. The Rabbanan, his status has changed, but Torah's status has not changed. So he says, no. A Karchach Rafuna must be assuming. Like that day in Yevamos, the Yeshkov and Chachamim like the Dovim and Atar become Asay. The Chachamim have a koach to be Oked Dinim Daraisa become Asay. Breaks the rules, meaning the Geiris is only Midrabbanan, but it's Chal and Atar, not Chal. It relates to Dinim Daraisa. See, Moshe Lekach. Even if Hefker Bezdin Hefker, you know, is only, it gives koach to Bezdin, right? Hefker Bezdin Hefker gives koach to Bezdin. To do what? Let's say Bezdin, let's say Chazal. Chazal created Kinyanim Dirabbanan. There's certain Kinyanim in the Torah that don't work, meaning the Torah doesn't have these Kinyanim, but Chazal introduced other Kinyanim, extra Kinyanim, Maimit Shloshtan we talked about, Shicha might be Dirabbanan by Metaltlin, Kinyan Agav might be Dirabbanan, there are different Kinyanim Dirabbanan. So the question that we addressed is whether Kinyan Dirabbanan can work to create a Chalos Kinyan Daraisa. So we suggested that according to the Ketzos, maybe yes. The concept of Hefke Bezdin Hefke tells me that Chazal have such a koch, that even though the Kinyan is only a Maisa Kinyan Dirabbanan, because it's invented by Chazal, but it can work to create a Chalos Daraisa. So Al Derech Dimin, it's not exactly the same. That's in Dinin Mamanis. This is in Isurin. It's a little different. But according to the Man D'Amar, that Chazal have a koach to be Oker Dinim D'Oraisa even Mekum Ba'asei. So what you're basically saying is that even if only Midrabbanan, the Ger is Chal, but it can relate to Dinim D'Oraisa. The Ger can be Mutter to Bas Yisrael, even though Midrabbanan, even though Minat Torah, he's not a Ger really, because Chazal have a koach to be Oker Dinim D'Oraisa Mekum Ba'asei. Okay, this is how Tosus understood. It's all within the Ri, the Geiris is only Midrabbanan. So now we have to figure out, is he going to be Mutter B'Mas Yisrael or not? Comes Tosis and says, no, it's a Geiris Minat Torah. This is the Maskon of Tosis. Minat Torah, his Geiris is Chav. Aye, but Tzchim Itam Shlichos and Ein Shlichos L'Katan. Says Tosis, no. Ein Zechi L'Katan Minat Torah, only by something which is not a Zechus Gam. A little bit of a zechus, a little bit of a chova. There is a chova, there is a zechus. In that case, then the katan min haTorah doesn't have zechiah. Like by hafrashas truma, it's a zechus for him that now he can eat the tevuah. It's not going to be tevel, but it's not a zechus gomer because there is a chova. You're taking off a certain amount of the tevuah, 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, whatever percentage, but it's more than the minimum. Min haTorah chita achas poteres esakri. Even one chita. So it is a little bit of a chova that he's losing out. It's not a schus gomer. It says Talisis, if it's not a schus gomer, Minat Torah, that chia doesn't work for a katan. Because tak is a chia mitav shlichus. Ain't shlichus the katan. It's not going to work. But comes Talisis and says, by a schus gomer like Geiris, be a Yisrael, that's a schus gomer. A schus gomer, Minat Torah, there's going to be zechia even for a kavan. He has shlichus min haTorah. How does that work? How does he have shlichus min haTorah just because it's a zchus gam? So I thought maybe the answer is this. Maybe the answer is that where it's a zchus, that's not a zchus gam. There's a zchus, but a chov is mixed in there. So the Torah is not going to arbitrarily, automatically give shlichus to a person to be zocha on this individual's behalf. Because it's not kulo zchus, it's zchus v'chova. So in such a case, if we didn't have the umdana, if we didn't have the psychological assessment that a non-sadi da'ad le'shliach, if we didn't have the psychological assessment that there's an implicit minui, that the individual wants the third party to be zocha on his behalf, the Torah would not automatically make that mizakeh a shliach for the person who's going to be zocha. They wouldn't do that. The Torah doesn't get involved unless it's objectively a zchus. So regular zechi, according to Tosfos, is taka implicit minui. It is mitam shlichus, but it's only an implicit minui based on the fact that anan sari da'avle shliach. We have a psychological assessment. We say that it's an umdana. He would want it. Even though there's a little bit of chov in it, but that doesn't matter. Fundamentally, it's a schus, and he would want him to do that. But after we can zogin, maybe we can say that by a schus gomor, the zechi is not working through an implicit minui of the gavra. It's working through a minui ha-Torah. The Torah automatically is memana the person to be a shliach for that individual. Because if the Torah recognizes that it's a schus gamar, so then the Torah automatically, right? The Torah says automatically, objectively, that there's a since objectively there is a schus here, the Torah automatically appoints the person as a shliach. So we don't need the katan here. We don't need the katan. If it's an implicit shlichus, so then we're involving the katan. We're involving the mishaleh, so it's the one who's going to be zochet. If it's not the complete schos, so then we need a non-sari de ovid le-shliach. We need the gavra to be involved. Now, he's not involved explicitly, but he's involved implicitly. Tosis is assuming that even if we need some implicit involvement on the part of the zocha, it's not going to work by the kotan. He's saying shlichus le-kotan, he's not going to have zechiyah min haTorah either. By schos gomer, maybe we can say that since it's objectively a schos, it's not just an implicit minui of the gavra. It's a minui haTorah. The minui haTorah, the Torah automatically appoints this guy as a shliach for the zocha. That's how the zchiyah can work, even on a level of the reis. Maybe that's what Tosfos said. Okay, so these are the two approaches in Tosfos. Either the geiris is a geiris derabanan, or it's a geiris deraisa, because it's a zchus gomer, so therefore it can work, because we don't need the implicit minui, we can have a minui haTorah, and that breaks all the rules. Either way, right. I'm sorry?
What is the chov? They didn't like the way the guy did it?
Complete. But he's happy. He's happy with the hafrosh in general because it's good for him now he can use the tefillah.
So, just by not liking it, can't everything have a
chov? Like, Geir is definitely not. So you're saying Geir also has a chov. There are responsibilities of mitzvahs, but that's not a chov that's the best thing in the world. And that's what Tosis is assuming. Maybe the other issue, maybe the Reed didn't want to say that because he felt that there's a chov in Geirus too. I mean, there are responsibilities. It's Mitzuva Va'osa is a challenge. It's the most beautiful challenge in the world, but it still is a challenge. So maybe he wasn't so sure it should be called a Schuz Gomer. Or maybe the Reed felt that even in a Schuz Gomer, Who says the Torah appoints the shliach to be mechadish, that there's a minui haTorah that breaks the rules? That's also a chiddush. That's why the Ri had to say his own pshat. These two approaches of Tosfos are both assuming the zechi is mitam shliach. That's what got Tosfos into trouble. So the Chachmei Svarad disagree with Tosfos. The Ritva, the Ramban, the Rashba, in Kiddushin and in other places, they all assume that zechi is lav mitam shliach. It's not mitam shlichas. Obviously, if you assume like the Chachmei Svarad, the kasha of Tosfos doesn't begin. The ger could be a geris min haTorah. Geris could be chal min haTorah. Aye, but ein shlichas lekatan. Yeah, ein shlichas lekatan. But zchi is not mitam shlichas. So zchi is not mitam shlichas. The kasha doesn't even begin. is exactly what the Shagas Aryeh offers as an answer to this question. This is what the Ritva in our sugya says. Where did the Chachmei Svarad learn their halacha that Tzchi Islam Mikam Shlechas? From the Gemara in Kedushin, the Makar of Zachan Ladam Shlomofanam. What is the Makar of Zachan Ladam Shlomofanam? Gemara at the beginning of the second paragraph of Kedushin talks about Shlechas, a cute block there. Very, very famous sugis about Shlechas. Rav Gidla Marav says that Shluchos Shlom Kemosu is learned from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. Nasi Yecha, Nasi Yecha Mimata, that each Nasi represented the members of Yishevet in being Zocha on behalf of the members of Yishevet on the parts of Eretz Yisrael that the Yishevet was going to get. So Gemara says, why should I learn Shluchos Shlom Kemosu from a different, from other psukim? Gemara was learning from Karban Pesach, from other things, other psukim. Let's learn from Nasi Yecha, Nasi Yecha Mimata. The Gemara says, I can't learn Shlichus from Nasi Echa, Nasi Echa. Why? Because the Nasim were being Zocha on behalf of Gedolim and Meshevet, but also on behalf of Ketanim. Some of the Ketanim lost their parents before Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. So the Nasim were being Zocha on behalf of Ketanim. The Tizbara, the Hashlichusu, the Ketanim Labane Shlichus, they know. Ketanim Labane Shlichus. Ketanim Labane Shlichus, then the Nasim can't be Zocha on behalf of the Ketanim. Eloki Yoda Rava Barafuna, Dama Rava Barafuna, Amar Gidla Marav, Menai Shazaka Lam Shlavafon, Am Shemar Nasiacha Nasiacha. After Gimara, Nasiacha Nasiacha is not a mocha for Shlichas. It's a mocha that Zachin Ladam Shlavafon. Not Shlichas. It's a mocha for Zachin. Just one second. It's a mocha. You just told me it can't be a mocha for Shlichas Lankamos, so. Because the Nesima being Zoch even on behalf of Ketanim, and ain't Shlichas Lekotan. Now, once the Gemara comes around and says, no, Nasiach Nasiach Echad is the Din of Zoch and Ladam Shlobafonav, so everything is great? Why is everything great? Why did the Gemara just answer? Tizvara, the Hoktanim Hoyusham, Vein Zachi Lekotan, the Zachi Mitam Shlichas. Why did the Gemara ask that Kasha? Dr. Ritva, you see that the Gemara is assuming that Zachi is Lav Mitam Shlichas. That's why that Kasha was never even a Kasha. Never even a cash. This is what the Shagas Aryeh writes. At the end of the Sefer. There's a few chubas at the end of the Sefer Shagas Aryeh. In Siman Aleph, he writes that those Rishon and Mechach Nesvarad who learn that Ein Zachim Mitam Shlichus, they learn it from the Gemara in Kedushim. The Mokar for Zachan Ladam Shlomofana, the Gemara says it's from Nasi Yachad Mimata. From the Gemara itself, it sounds like Zachi is Lav Mitam Shlichus. Because if Zachi would be Mitam Shlichus, how did the Gemara answer the Kasha? If Shlichus doesn't work, because they were Katana and Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, so Zachi shouldn't work either if Zachi is Mitam Shlichus. It must be Zachi is different. There's no Shlichus for a couple of things here, because Zachi is a different halacha. What's the different halacha? It's learned from Nasi Yachad, Nasi Yachad. A different Mokar. It's not Mitam Shlichus. That even if you can't be a shliach for the other individual, you could be zocha for him. Says the Shagas Aryeh, and that's why the geiris of a ger kavim can be chal min haTorah. Because even if zechia is, even if ain shlichas lekatan, but the zechia matbilin us al das bezin, the zechia is not mitam shlichas. Even if ain shlichas lekatan, it can be chal min haTorah by a katan. That's what the Shagas Aryeh suggests. And the emphasis is he was preceded by the Ritva himself, the Ritva Nasogya. Amish says it. He refers to what he writes in Kedushin. You gotta look at the Kedusha Ritva in Kedushin to get the full picture. But even if you don't look at the Ritva, you can get the basic idea here. Maika Mashman the Schusulo Tanina Zachan Ladam Shlabafana Perish. Vahu Afilu Bakatam Afilu Midaraisa, says the Ritva. Midaraisa the Geris is going to be chal. The Zechi Alav Midin Shlichus. Shein Shlichus Lekotam. Kedamer Beperek HaBeis De Kedushim Anayin Shazach Amonu Shlavafana Ben HaTorah De Siv Nasi Yecha Mimata Tikhu Limcha Les Haaretz. You could the Pirash Shi Hasam. Right? That Zechi works for a Kotam in HaTorah, even though Shlichus doesn't work, because Ein Shlichus Lekotam. That's Chayim in HaTorah, the Geras can be Chal. Because Zechi is La'mitam Shlichas. Even though I Shlichas L'Katan, the Zechi in HaTorah can work for the Katan. And this is what the Ritva suggests. Question.
How does Tosus read the Gemara?
Oh, that's the next question. How is Tosus, if you hold Zechi in HaTorah, how would they read the Gemara? Yaakov?
Maybe I'm misunderstanding. The Zechim and Hamshichas shouldn't mean like they're the exact same thing. I mean, we also saw in the Gemara that Zalkin works for a couple of Doron, and we don't see that Shlichas works for a Doron. Shouldn't that be a proof that Zechim is not in Hamshichas?
No, they're Abonim, it's different. But Minatar, maybe it's similar. But you see clearly from the Gemara in Kedushin that it's not Mitam Shlichas, don't you? But don't you not? Shalom?
Can you say that the guardian land of Israel is a scum mark? And that's why they have it in the Torah,
doesn't it? Well, the Gemara itself doesn't say that. What does the Gemara then say? We thought Rav Yudel Amar Rav, the Pasuk Nasiach and Nasiach is teaching me Shlichas. The Gemara says, no, can't be, because why? Mitan. Right? The Gemara says, no, teaches me Zach and Ladam Shlav Lefanav. And what does the Gemara ask on that? It's a Chov. Ika Denicha Le Bahar, Ika Denicha Le Bebika. Different people like different lands. Some people are farmers. Some people want to live in the city. They live a little life different. So it's not a schuzgan. The Gemara says it's not a schuzgan. But more than that, it's who says it's a schuz? Who said we don't even know how to evaluate what's a schuz for the carbon or not? So says the Gemara, Nasiach and Nasiach can't be a makkah for Zachin. So how does Nasiach and Nasiach work? What does the Gemara come around to say? What's really the halacha? Right, the Gemara v'tizbra as a chusi, v'chov anami ika. Ika denichalei bahar v'lo nichalei bebika. Ika denichalei bebika v'lo nichalei bahar. Elo kidei rava barafuna, v'alma rava barafuna, amar avgidol amar rav, minayin li yisomu shebo lachlo v'nichsi aveya shebezim avid lahem apotropos l'chov l'skos, which the Gemara interprets to mean l'chov al menas l'skos. Look, when the apotropos divides the nechosin, the Yerusha that the yisomim get, yeah, we don't know which part of the Yerusha they're going to want when they become Gedolim. But we kind of divide the Yerusha. It's good for them to divide it. Right? We have to divide it. So we do it. We make an apotropos, we make a guardian to the Yisomim. And even though there could be a Ktas Zuchus and a Chova, there could be a mixture of Zuchus and Chova, apotropos is a halacha that tells me that we do it anyway for the Ktanim, because it's important for them. It sounds like the Gemara saying, Apotropos is a din d'oraisa, learn from Nasiacha, Nasiacha. So once you come around to say that Nasiacha, Nasiacha teaches the din of Apotropos, and it's not teaching Zach and Lachim Shlava Fanav, so what are you free to say? It could be that a regular din of Zachin is Takami Tam Shlichas. Maybe that's how Tosfos learns, that's how Rashi learns. Not like the Chachmei Sfarad. The Chachmai Sfarad say, no, even Lamaskona, Zechi is Lav Mitam Shlichas. That remains. Either the Gemara rejects that and says it teaches me Apotropos, not Zochin. No, Apotropos is a type of Zochin. It's a glorified, it's a special Zochin. But we're not changing the halacha of Zochin. Zochin is also Lav Mitam Shlichas. The Gemara said the Beferish. Apotropos is special Zochin. Special Zochin, Bayisomim, okay. So that Zochin is not going to apply to a Gadol. If we're really not sure what the Zvus is, what the Chov is, so then you can't be Zochin at Ben. But if there is Anan Sadi, then it's a Zvus, so then Taka Zochin will work. And it's Lav Mitam Shlichus, say the Chachmei Sfarad. Come Tyson and say, no, Apotropos is a different halacha. A different halacha. According to the Maskana of the Gemara, Zechi is Mitam Shlichus. Zechi is Mitam Shlichus. The reason why Shlichus and Zechiah and Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, Shlichus and Zechiah wouldn't have worked in Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, that's because it might not be a Zechus. But if it would be a Zechus, if we have an Umdin and a Mucha that it is a Zechus, in fact, Zechiah could be Midam Shlichus. The Machlokas Rishon could be how to learn the Maskon of the Gemara there. As we come on to Apotropos, does that change everything? Now we bring back the idea that Zechiah might be Mitam Shlichas and just the din of Apotropos is something else? Do we say, no, Apotropos is really a glorified Zechiah, it's a special Zechiah. But it doesn't change the din, that the Gemara already said Zechiah is Lav Mitam Shlichas. Okay. Ellie. Again?
Or could have just rejected Zachin Lev Shalafanov saying it's Katan if that was the case. stop bringing it up. He's a different point.
Because maybe the Gemara wouldn't have rejected it until it felt compelled to reject it for a different reason. Right? At that point, the Gemara is very happy. But maybe once it comes on to the din of Apotropos, then it's reverting back to, well, it's shifting gears. Right? Maybe it's shifting gears then. And it's saying, if I'm not learning Zechiah from this Pasuk, so then maybe the original assumption of the Gemara that because the Raktanim, that even though the Raktanim de Zechiah would still work, maybe the Gemara is rejecting that. Maybe according to Tosus, the Gemara rejects its middle pshat once it comes onto the din of Apotropos, and now it's assuming that in Achanami, maybe Zechiah also wouldn't have worked for Ketanim. Right? The Gemara wouldn't have convinced itself that that was true unless it felt compelled for a different reason to introduce a third approach to Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. But once it introduces that third approach, then you're free to say that maybe that second approach doesn't last Lamasko. This is what some of the Achronim suggest, Bidas Tosfos. That there are three stages to that Gemara Kedushin. Maybe once you get to the third stage, then that middle stage is Taka rejected. So then you're free to say that Zechiah might be Nitam Shlitz. Okay. So far we have two basic approaches, right? We have the approach that three approaches, right? Zechiah Mitam Shlichus is the approach of Tosfos. Tosfos was troubled that if ain't Shlichus the Kotan, and Zechiah Mitam Shlichus, then how can the Geres be Bichal Min HaTorah? So he gives two approaches, either it's Chal only Mid Rabbana, or it's Chal Min HaTorah because it's Chus Gomer. According to the Chachmei Sfar, then we have a third approach. We're free to say that Zechiah is not Mitam Shlichus, and that's how the Geres are Bichal Min HaTorah. Reb Kiva Eger offers a fourth approach, a very, very famous approach. The problem is his Lashon is a little difficult. So I'm going to just say it to you, Baal Peh. I'm not going to read it inside because it really just confuses it a little bit. You read it in to his Lashon. Kiveger suggests that maybe to answer Tosas Kasha, even Lashitosan, even according to Tosas, that's Chiz Mitam Shlichas. Maybe to answer the Kasha, you have to understand why is it that Ein Shlichas Lekotan? Maybe if you better understand what the Chisaron of Ein Shlichas Lekotan, you'll realize that Tosas Kasha was never really Kasha to begin with. Tosfos thought it was a pretty compelling kasha. Kiveger says maybe it wasn't a kasha to begin with. Why do you think that Ein Shlichus Lekotan? Help me. Why do you think Ein Shlichus Lekotan? Das. One deficiency could be a kotan doesn't have das. Das to do what? To appoint the shliach. Excellent, Ezra. To appoint the shliach. That could be one problem with Ein Shlichus Lekotan. What's another way to look at the deficiency of a kotan for shlichus? In light of our understanding of Shluchos Shalavim Kemoso way back, with the Ketos and Kupay Ches Beis, how does Shlichos work? There were two approaches we had, right? The Rambam and the Tur. Some say that Shlichos means that the Mishalech is Moser Koach to the Shliach. He gives over the Koach. And now the Shliach is operating with his own Koach, right? The Kemoso relates back to the Mishalech. The Shliach is not married to the woman, right? He's not getting divorced. He's doing the divorce. But once the Mishalech gives the koach to the shliach, then he runs with his own koach. What's the other way of looking at shlichus? He gives him some koach. Now the shliach does a maisa, but that maisa has to relate back to the Mishalech, and we treat it halachically as though the Mishalech is doing the maisa. And that's why the Tur felt that if the Mishalech turns into a shota, it's a problem. Because the maisa has to relate back to the Mishalech. If the Mishalech is a shota, so then basically, who did the maisa gerishin over here? We need that the Mishaleach did the Maisa. Of course, through the Maisa of the Shleach, it's that Alpidin, the Torah recognizes that the Maisa of the Shleach relates to the Mishaleach, and now we treat it as though the Mishaleach did the Maisa. But when push comes to shove, this Maisa Gerishin has to be done by the Mishaleach. It's not that the Shleach is the Bala Maisa, the Mishaleach is the Bala Maisa. And that's the problem, that if he's a Shota, how can he do the Maisa in that Torah? The same could be the problem for a katan. Chayr shalt and a katan come together. So one way to look at the deficiency of Ein Shlichus Lekotan is to say the katan doesn't have das to appoint the shliach. The other way to look at it is that ein maisa katan klum. That the katan can't do a maisa. He can't do a maisa gerushin. He can't do a maisa kiddushin. He can't do a maisa kimi min haTorah. No maisa for the katan. So what? But there's a shliach doing the maisa. No, shlichus might mean that the shliach might do the maisa, but the maisa has to relate back to the mishaleach. And now we look at it as though it's his maisa, it's the mishaleach's maisa. Ain shlichus the katan. Might be a problem, not because the katan doesn't have das. Ain't das the katan for the minui, but rather ain mais the katan klum. The maisa hashliach can't relate back to the katan. The chavos can relate back to the katan, if that's all shlichus is doing. But the maisa hashliach can't relate back to the katan. So if shlucho shalom kamoso tells me that the maisa of the shliach relates back to the mishaleach, and it's as though the mishaleach did the maisa, that's not going to work. Because ain maisa katan klum. What's the real difference between these two approaches? Misvara they're different. But what's the real difference? What's the nafkamina? What's the critical moment in shlichus? Yaakov? Exactly. What's the critical moment, according to the first approach, where we see the deficiency of Einstein's Lakota? What's the critical moment?
The point.
The Shas HaMinah. What's the critical moment, according to the second approach?
The
Shas HaMaisah. Right? Is the problem of Einstein's Lakota a problem in the Minoi, or is it a problem in the actual Maisah? Nafkamina being, let's say you can get a mini through some other means. Let's say you can get, well, let's just plug in the Rambam and the tour. You don't get a mini through another means, but the mini occurred when the Mishaleach was not a shota. Right? If the problem is only that the Kotan doesn't have das for the mini, then as long as he did the mini when he had das, we shouldn't care in our Torah, even if he turns into a shota later. That was the whole issue of the Rambam and the tour. But if Ein Maisa Katan Klum, if Ein Maisa Shota Klum, the Minui is not the end all and be all. We have to make sure that even B'Shas Minui is a Bar Das. Right? You have to make sure that even B'Shas Minui, he's not a Shota, he's not a Katan, because Ein Maisa Shota, the Katan Klum. Similarly, if Zechiah Mitam Shlichas, if the way Zechiah works is through an implicit Minui, you don't need an actual Minui from the Mishaleach. So then even if the Mishaleach is a Katan, Mamish now. Even if he's a katan, or even if he's a shota, now! Not that he becomes a shota later. Even if the mishaleach is a shota or a katan, b'shas, at the time of the zechiah, it shouldn't be a problem. Because I don't really need a minui. I don't really need a minui. It happens by itself. There's an implicit minui in zechiah mitam shlichus. There's an implicit minui in zechiah mitam shlichus, so then we understand that quote-unquote meanly can occur even by a katan, even by a shota, because we don't really need their das. It happens by itself. Because anan sadi the ovid le shlucho. Anan sadi the ovid le shlucho. So who takes a stand on this? Which Rishonim talk about the din of ein shlichus the katan, why ein shlichus the katan? Who says das? Who says das? The Rambam. The Rambam in Ilchus shlucha v'shutra. Rav Menuchas Shluchim Meshufim Perek Beis Alacha Beis. He writes, Oso Adam Shliach Isha Isha Vafilu Eshesish Vafilu Eved Veshivcha Hol Vahim B'nei Das Yeshtam B'miktsas Mitzvahs Nasin Shluchim L'masu Matan. B'nei Das can become Shluchim. Avul Misha Einan B'nei Das V'hein Cher Shota V'kata Eina nasin shluchin v'lo osin shliach. Echad hakatan, echad haktana. What does the Rambam say? Why can't the katan and the ktana become a shliach? Because they're not b'nei das. Why can't they appoint? Why can't they make a shliach? Because they're not b'nei das. It says beferish they're not b'nei das. It doesn't sound like there's some kind of gzeras hakosa that ain't shliach, that ain't mais the katan klum. No, it's a das issue. Pashu pshah is a das issue. Rashi in several places doesn't assume like that. Rashi on that Gemara Kedushin, for example, some of you looked at that Gemara. She better say, maybe some of you looked at the Rashi in the Gemara. All of you looked at the Gemara. The Ahavu Namik Tanim says Rashi, Valoin Shlichas Lakotan, the Gabe Vishila, Vishilcha, Ish Ksiv, Kiigach Ish, Uminoy Alfina, the Ein Hakotan Osir Shlich. Agzeras Hakosu, Kiigach Ish. So some suggest that from Rashi you get the impression it's not just a Das issue. If it were a Das issue, that's a Svara. It's a Svara. That the cotton doesn't have das, so of course he can't appoint the shliach, because we don't really know what he's thinking. He doesn't even know what he's thinking. Right? He doesn't really have the full mental capacity. Rashi seems to say that it's more of a gzeras hakosuf, ish ksiv beparsha. You could suggest that Rashi holds that it's a gzeras hakosuf that ema is the cotton kula. It's not a din in das, but rather it's a din that ema is the cotton kula. It's not muchruch, because you could say that Rashi holds that they don't have das, and that's why in my sekot and klum. The Basha Pshat is that this fits. That the Rambam says that the kotan is loved by das, and that's why in shlichus lekotan. But Rashi holds in shlichus lekotan because of zeras hakosa that ish ksiv parsha in my sekot and klum. Yes, Yaakov.
The sentence is in my sekot and klum. Also, presumably agrees that he can't appoint someone, right? Saying that there's a twofold issue that, like,
right, they're both
not,
issues.
They still agree, doesn't
right, I hear. But according to the Rambam, you're free to say that the whole problem is Bishas Haminu,
right,
which would explain the other Rambam Ilchas Gerish, and the Rambam could be Lishikasam. Rambam says that if the Mishalech is Nishtata, then at Torah the get is a good get. If he's Nishtata after the Minu, it's a good get Minat Torah. Why? Because he did the Minu already. If the whole problem is Bishas Haminu, that he doesn't have Das, once he does the Minu, then everything is okay. So that could answer Tosis Kasha very simply. Tosis says eventually, because the katan and zechivitam shlichas, so how can there be a zechiv for a katan? The answer is the two don't relate to each other. There is no law of transitivity. The din of any shlichas lekatan means that the katan doesn't have das for the minui, but zechivitam shlichas doesn't require a minui. So the deficiency of any shlichas lekatan is not going to be a problem when it comes to zechiv. That's why the geres can be chal, even minat Torah. Because Minat Torah, there is a Zechi, even for a Katan, even though in Shlichas the Katan, because the deficiency of the Minui doesn't apply by Zechi. That's the answer of Kiva Ege suggests. Questions? Okay. Tosis in Sanhedrin has another very interesting approach. What does Tosis in Sanhedrin say? He's also troubled with this question. How's the Geiris Chal in that Torah if Ein Shlichus the Katan and Zechiz Mitam Shlichus? What does Tosis in Sanhedrin say? Did you get to the Tosis? By a show of hands, how many of you got to the Tosis in Sanhedrin? Okay, let me just read this Tosis to you, talk about it, and maybe we'll leave Rashi, leave the final few Makoros for Monday. What does Tosis in Sanhedrin say? Fascinating idea. What does Tosis say? V'nira d'zachia d'geiris l'adami l'shar z'chias. How's it chal when Torah says Tosis? Because this z'chia is totally different than every other z'chia. How's it different? Z'chia is z'chia. No, says Tosis, the Mashabez de Mabilan also, Inam Zochim Ba'avuro, Elohu Zoche Ba'atzmo, Uvagufo. Mashabez de Mabilan also, Inam Zochim Ba'avuro, Elohu Zoche Ba'atzmo, Uvagufo, Shenas Ager, Venichnas Tachas Kanfe Hashrin. Let's tell Sins and Agent Sang. What's a regular din of Schia? A regular din of Schia is that some object, external to both people, and you're being Zoch on behalf of the other individual. Reuben is picking up the object and being Zoch on behalf of Shimon. For that, on a Daraisa level, a Katan doesn't have Zechia. Zechia mitam shlicha, say shlichas the Katan. In a Torah, there's going to be no Zechia for a Katan. But the Zechia of Geiris is not regular Zechia. It's not regular Zechia. What is Geiris? Geiris means that there's a transformation of the person, a change in his status. A change in his status. He doesn't have to acquire something else. Minat Torah, a katan doesn't have kinyan, so he can't acquire something else. would you say that his status in the Torah can't change? Why not? He's zoche begufo. He has his guf. He doesn't have to be zoche something external to himself. He's zoche begufo. He's nichlas tachas kanfei hashchina. That min haTorah can work even by a katan, says Tosis and Sanhedrin. Because it's not like regular zechiyah. Regular zechiyah is that he's being zoche in something else, something external to him. That he can't do min haTorah. But to be zoche begufo, that he's nichlas tachas kanfei hashchina, that he can do min haTorah. That he can do min haTorah. Because he's not acquiring something external to him. You have to work on the sfar to figure out why it's different, but you can understand that. That he can't acquire something external to him. That's the din d'oraisa. But if all that's happening is a change of status, that's the zchus that we're talking about. That's not mekachu memker. That's not like regular zechiyah mekachu memker. Maybe even on the d'oraisa level he can have that. What's the problem, Tosis asks? What's the kasha he asks? You're telling me the zechiyah of a geirus is different than regular zechiyah? Then how do we understand our Gemara? Why, what did the Gemara say? Rafuna has this chiddush. What does the Gemara ask? What's Rafuna's chiddush? We know that there's zochin ladam shlobafan. We know that regular age-old halacha of zochin. So he asked Tosis and Sanhedrin, if you tell me the reason why Michal and Torah is because this zechiyah is totally different, that's Rafuna's chiddush. The Gemara should have answered, this zechiyah is totally different. That's how it works. Right? That's Rav Huna's big chiddush. I know zochin ladam shlobafanav. But min haTorah, that shouldn't work by katan. It works by katan because the zechiyah is totally different. How do we understand the whole Gemara? What bothered the Gemara? Tosis and Sanhedrin rereads the whole Gemara. Tosis and Sanhedrin said that wasn't the kasha. The kasha of the Gemara was not what Rav Huna's chiddush is. Other part of the ksubas tanina zochin ladam shlobafanav, umishani. Strange word. To become involved. The Gemara is not asking what's the chiddush din. It's just working midin zchiya. To that, the Gemara would have answered, no. This is a big chiddush. In the Torah, this zchiya can be chal by a katan. Because it's a totally different kind of zechiyah. That wasn't the kasha of the Gemara. The kasha of the Gemara is, why would Beis Din get involved in such a zechiyah? Why would Beis Din get involved? You want to tell me this zechiyah can work for a kata? I know, zochin ladam shlobafanav. I know that there's a halacha that you can be zochin on behalf of other people. And I would even know, I know that this zechiyah can be different because now the katan is being zochet begufo. He's not being zochet something external to himself, so it can work when atari my katan. The kasha of the Gemara is, but why would Beis Din do this? Right? What's the chiddush? Why does Rav Huna think that this is a chiddush that Beis Din should do it? Of course it's a zchus for him. Of course they should do it. Why does Rav Huna think it's a chiddush that Beis Din should get involved? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. You would think it's not a zchus. Kamashmalan, it is a zchus. The fact that the halacha should work, that I understand. And that's taka a chiddush. Rav Huna's halacha really is a chiddush, that the zechiyah begufo can work even on a daraisa level. That taka is a big chiddush. But the real kasha of the Gemara is, why would Beis Din get involved? Right? Why would Beis Din get involved? So you say, well, Beis Din will get involved because it's a zchus, and it's obvious it's a zchus. If it's so obvious that it's a zchus, why is Rav Huna being mechadish something to us? I don't think Beis Din can do this. Beis Din should be able to do it, and it's chal min haTorah because it's a different kind of zchiyah. So what's talk of the chiddush? Isn't it obvious that Beis Din can do it and it can work? The Gemara says, no. The fact that it works, that I understand. But the fact that Beis Din gets involved, that I don't really understand. Because we wouldn't necessarily know that. We think that this is a chova for the guy. And then Beis Din shouldn't get involved. Not that it shouldn't work. I understand that it should work. But why should Beis Din get involved? Because after Gemara says, itaka is a schus. You think it's not a schus? Rav Huna has to come along and say that it is a schus, and that's why Beis Din should get involved. So because of Tosis pshat, Tosis and Sanhedrin is a different pshat in the whole zechiyah of Ger Katan, they have to reinterpret our sugya. that the kasha wasn't what's the chiddush of the din? What's the chiddush of the din? What's the chiddush in the way that the din works? I know it works midin zachin. Like, what's the issue? No, the taka is a chiddush in the din, but the question is, what's the chiddush that Bez Din should get involved? Obviously, it's a zchus. Whenever it's a zchus, we try to get involved. And taka, even by a katan, we would get involved, and it'll be chal min haTorah because this is a different type of zchia. But the question is, what's the chiddush that Bezin should get involved? Of course they should get involved. The answer is, I would think it's not. I would think they shouldn't get involved, because maybe it's not as chus. Kamashmalan really is as chus, and they should get involved. Shalom.
Based off the Tosus, is he assuming that the role of Bezin here is that to be behind the Gairus, since he's really, the Kabbalah is really giving to himself?
You mean to watch the Gairus? They're creating the Gairus? Or the, you're saying they're not creating the Gairus? They're just watching the Kabbalah is sort of doing the Gairus with Maisi Tvila. Okay, that relates to Gairus Lundus. Okay, perhaps. Some want to suggest something along those lines, but I don't even want to go there. I want to keep it simple. Okay, but that's the way Tosis and Sanhedrin suggests. That this Zechi is totally different. Totally different, because the Kotan is being Zocha Begufo. It's Zocha Begufo. So if he's being Zocha Begufo, then it can be Chal on a Daraisa level, even if it's Shlichas the Kotan, and Zechi Mitam Shlichas. Because these are totally different Zechias. That's why it can be Chal even on a Daraisa level. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll just add a brief. So if I'm not sure,